yesterday at 3 o'clock. I was launching a boat on Toledo Bend. He's like, "Can you have the services tomorrow?" I was like, "No." But I replied yes, so I'm here now. I had less than 24 hours to procrastinate before doing this. I need at least a week to put it off, but hey, we're going to see what we come up with. I'm going to use the Triple S method. I'm going to stand up, speak up, and shut up, and we'll be out of here in just a few minutes. All right. If y'all stand and turn to your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter number 4. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. It says, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." Joe, you want to open us in prayer this morning? All right, so for just a few minutes this morning, give me 15, 20 minutes, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. We'll see which comes first. whenever I got the notification that I was doing this morning, I instantly started thinking, what can I preach on? And 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, "Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." That verse came to mind instantly, so that's what we're going to go with. So, well, first thing I want to bring out in that verse right there, in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, it says, be instant in season and out of season. We should be ready at all times. Whether we know it's coming, whether it's not, we should be ready to talk about God's word to anybody and everybody at any point of time, any given day. Some of you may be put in a situation at some point, hey, pastor can't make it, I need you to preach. Are you going to tell him no because you don't have enough Bible knowledge to preach or because you're too shy? You got to make that decision for yourself. It would have been easy for me to say, no, I can't do it, but would it have been right? No, it would not have been. He asked me, and I said yes. Was it convenient for me? No, not at all. But here I am this morning before you, going to do the best that I can. Now, I may walk out of here and y'all may say, oh, Sam, he's not a preacher. Well, you're right, I'm not a preacher. So y'all got that nailed on the head. I'm just filling in. So we're going to talk about this point, be instant in season, out of season. So as I studied on this verse, there's a few things that I want to bring out about this verse. It says in the first part of the verse, there's a charge, and it's to preach. Well, what are we going to preach? All right, it gives us a charge to preach. It's the first word of verse number 2. It says to preach. All right. So we covered in Sunday school this morning, it doesn't take a preacher to have to be able to deliver a message from God. Anybody can do it that's a child of God. It doesn't have to be within these four walls. It can be out in the street. It can be at your workplace. You can preach the message of God and be a witness for him. But the verse, it lays it straight out for us. Not only does it say to preach, it says to preach the word. It says to preach the word. The word of what? Well, it's the word of God. So if we look in John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God." Hold on, I messed that up. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." If we're preaching the Word, and we're preaching this King James Bible, we're preaching about God. We're teaching about God. So in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "Preach the Word. Be instant in season and out of season." We should be ready to preach the word of God to anybody, everybody, and have it in our hearts where we can pull it out at a moment's notice and deliver a message from God. Second part of verse number 2, it says, to reprove, I'm getting tongue-tied, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. The Word of God, it may not go along with our lives. It may get on us. We may get the convicting power of it as it well should, because we're not perfect. So reprove. We may be reprimanded for things that have gone on in our life as we read through God's Word. It may get on us. It may convict us as it should. Then it's up to us to fix what's in our heart to line up with the Word of God. Then it says to rebuke. It's going to disapprove of some stuff that's in some of our lives. So we got preaching the word, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Long-suffering is going to be patience. We're going to have to be patient on the things of God, on what he wants us to have and not on what we want to have right here and then. Being long-suffering with God, we see that throughout the Bible. And the last part it says, and doctrine. Well, what doctrine are we teaching? Well, we're teaching the doctrine of God. There's a lot of different doctrines out there, but if it's not the doctrine of God and sound doctrine, you're going to be preaching falsified information from the Bible. You got to stand for something whenever it comes to things of God. You got to follow his doctrine. And it says in verse number 3, it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they have heaped to themselves teachers having itching ears. There's going to come a time, and whenever you're preaching either to a congregation or you're out in the workplace and you're being a witness, they're not going to want to hear sound doctrine because it's not going to line up with them. It's going to convict them. If you're living the way you should and you're living Christ-like, which is how Christians should live, it's going to they're not going to endure the sound doctrine. They're going to brush it off. It's not going to line up to them. So as I read along and got to studying on what to preach on, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16 is a verse that we all should be familiar with, because the Bible's a big book. I could just tell you, start at Genesis 1, go to Revelation 22, 21, and find something in the middle. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all scripture is given an inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. If you have a Bible verse comes to mind, it's going to be profitable. It says right there in verse number 16 of chapter 3, it says, all scripture is given an inspiration. You don't get to pick and choose. All scripture is given by inspiration of who? Of God. Because it's his word. It's the word of God. All scripture given inspiration of God and is profitable. Everything in this Bible, whether you understand it at the time or moment or not, it's profitable to us as Christians. Every word, every sentence, every chapter, every book, every verse is profitable for doctrine. This is what our doctrine is based off of, is the doctrine of God. We have sound doctrine, and this is our belief. This is what we believe. This is what we do. This is where we study. This is where we go to. All scripture given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Just because we're Christians doesn't mean that we're not going to need correcting sometimes. Sometimes our lives are going to not line up with the Bible, and we get to study and that gets on us. Then as a Christian, we're going to be like, hey, I got to get back in the book. This is what I got to do. That's where the correction comes in. Because all scripture is given by inspiration. Back in chapter number 4, verse number 2, again, we're going to look at that last word that says doctrine. We got there's a lot of different doctrines out there, but we're talking about sound doctrine and our belief. If we look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 3, it says, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the doctrine which is according to godliness. That's what our doctrine is. It's according to godliness. Not according to the world, not what they see us, not what we think that we should be doing, not doing what the world does, but according to the doctrine which is according to godliness. Because as Christians, what are we? We're Christ-like, which is going to be godliness. Then in Titus chapter 1, verse 9, it says, holding fast the faithful word he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince against the gainsayers. Again, we're holding fast to the faithful word that we have been taught, that may be able by sound doctrine. If someone's preaching in this church, they're going to preach out of this King James Bible, and they're going to have a good footing on the sound doctrine. I've never seen a preacher mount this pulpit that wasn't preaching out of this Bible and didn't have the same belief system as what this church has, because that's our sound doctrine. In verse number 3, I lost my spot. They will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers, having itching ears. Whenever people don't want to hear what the word of God has to say, they're going to put their own twist on it and make it apply to their lives. They're going to put their own twist on it and still do what they want to do, because they're having the itching ears. They don't want to hear it. And then verse number 4, it says, they shall turn their ears from the truth. You're talking to the lost world. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the convicting power of God. They want to do whatever they want to do and live in a life of comfort, live in a life of what they want until something happens. Then they want to come know what the Bible says about a certain situation. They want to be a Christian of convenience and not follow the God because of the convicting power of what it says. They want God whenever they want it. They don't want it whenever they want God whenever they need it. They don't want it any other time. That's what it says in verse number 4. They shall turn away their ears from the truth. And what's the truth? The truth's going to be found in this Bible right here that we're all reading out of. The truth's going to be found right here in this King James Bible. That's how we're going to be able to find the truth. The Sunday school lesson this morning was out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And coincidentally, that's a couple of the verses that I have written down. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 18. It says, for the preaching of the cross to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So to us that are Christians, this is the power of God. Preaching is the power of God. We understand it. We accept it. For the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. If you don't know God, it's going to be foolishness to you. But to us that are saved, this is the power of God. We're going to look at verse number 21, I believe it is. We'll start in verse 21 and read down through verse number 25. It says, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. It takes the foolishness of preaching to get a hold of a lost soul. It takes the convicting power of God's word to get a hold of a lost soul. You can't do it on your own. I couldn't do it on my own. It takes what's in this Bible. It says, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called the Jews and the Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. We may be at our highest, God's still going to be more powerful. Dylan brought out in Sunday school that some people may think they're too smart for God. Well, it says right here, nobody's going to be too smart for God, for the power of God and the wisdom of God, because he's all things. He chose, in verse number 21, the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And that comes straight from the word and the word of God. Back in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, it says, we're going to go back to verse number 2 in closing. And it says, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. All right? How are we going to be instant in season and out of season? How are we going to be ready? Now, the verse came to mind. It's actually Dad's life text verse, 2 Timothy 2:15. It says to study. If you don't study this Bible, you're not going to be ready for anything. You're going to be looking like a calf at a new gate whenever something comes your way. If you're going to be able to preach the word, be a witness, be instant in season and out of season, you're going to have to study. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A lot of people get hung up on that. They'll believe the first part, study to show thyself approved unto God. But when it comes to rightly dividing the word of truth, it gets in the way of their everyday lives. They want to put their own twist on it. They want to put their own spin on it instead of just doing what it says and rightly dividing the word of truth. So, in closing, like I said, it's going to be a quick message, quick deal. We should be ready as Christians to be able to preach the word, to be able to have a testimony for God at any point in time. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jared, you want to dismiss us?